still in this batch.
Cool?
Yeah. Anything else? Okay, so when Jesus told stories, sometimes there was meaning behind the stories. So, can you remember all the different, the farmer went along and he was sowing all his seed. Can you remember the different places where all the seed fell? Can you remember the first one? On the rock? Yep. Okay, so I've got some not quite as pretty. Got some rocks. So, do you think the seeds grow well in there? No? Okay. These are rocks. Okay, can you remember the next one? Oh, before I do that, what happened to the seed? When they put the seed on the rocks, might even have some seed. When they put the seed on the rocks, what happens to the seed? Sorry? That, yeah, it gets wet. Can you remember what came along and ate it? Birds. Yep, birds, and it got squashed in there. Do you think anything would grow? Okay. You remember the next one? Sand? Close. It is, I've got to make sure I get the right one. Can you tell me what's in there? Yep, there's rocks. And then there's a little bit, what's on top? A little bit of dirt. the seeds are going to grow in there. The roots won't get out of there. That's a very good answer. So if I stick some seed on top there, they'll grow for a wee bit, and then... Okay, can you remember the next one? There was something the scary in the night. Remember? The one with big thorns.
The weeds.
Yeah. So I managed to find some weeds. So if I put seed in there, what's going to happen? Right? There's already some big things there. What's going to happen if I don't see? Start to grow, but then these ones will take over and squash them out. Okay. What about this one? You think seeds will grow in this one?
Yes.
Yep. Why? It's just dirt. There's no weeds. There's no rocks. Looks pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. So this is the little plant in the nice dirt. I even got one of those as well. So, what do you think that means if you were going to, because Jesus always told stories that had some meaning to our lives. So if you had to think about what that would mean, do you know? Do you know what the story behind what Jesus was telling? Okay, I'll tell you. Well, I can ask both people. So one of the things, as Dave's going to talk about later, and I'm not going to be able to quit the sermon, one of the things is, if we think about that seed that I put there, is God's word, and it falls into our life, and or into our heart, and we're not really interested. There's all sorts of other interesting things that can come along. Do you think God's word is going to grow? No, because you said that with the stones that nothing's going to grow. What happens if God's word comes and into our life and there's a little bit of dirt, but there's the stones? You guys know the answer to this, because we told you before. It'll grow a little bit, but then they'll die. And that's sometimes can be the same thing. You know, we listen and get really excited about what we hear at church or what we hear in Sunday school, but then if we don't keep if we don't have a good root system to keep learning about God, then the little plant dies. So what about this one? No? So if there's little seeds in there, we hear God's word and the seeds start to grow, but we start worrying about all the other stuff that's in our life. Sometimes what God has told us, we forget about it. We're so worried about all the other stuff in our life. Okay. This is the one that we want to be. This is the one where we hear God's word, the seed is planted in our heart and it grows. And it's got a good root system, it's got lots of stuff to feed us, and we're looking after the word of God that is in our hearts. And like you said in the little video, there was lots of corn at the end. The little plant gave lots and lots back. From one little seed, we got lots and lots back. And that's what God wants us, when He talks to us, He wants us to have lots and lots of fruit from the word that He gives us. So, and as I was preparing this, because I always get more from children's school than probably everyone else does, but I was thinking, we come to church and we listen to God's word. Which one are we? Are we rock? You know, we go away and forget about it. Are we the ones that was a really good word, and then tomorrow we forget about it? Or are we the ones that the cares of the world come across us, or do we actually take it in and let it grow? So that's the one we want to be. So today, as Douglas's message, think about which plant we are, or which bottle we are. Right, so we'll just pray, and Lord, thank you that you have so much in the word that you can teach us. Thank you that you give us stories and with meanings behind them. And Lord, help us to think about the words that you give us. Help us to be the right soil, and that your word will grow and fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.